It's a Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. We're finishing up this two-week road trip here in Columbia. Eric Bach joined by the manager of the Fredericksburg Nationals, Jake Lowry. Skip, good to see you again. So this series in Columbia has been a struggle for the bats. Got a good start, six runs in the opener to win it, but it's been a struggle since then. Columbia's got a good pitching staff. How big is it to win today, going into two off days in a row, long bus ride home? You got to get the vibes back up heading home.
Yeah, you want to have a happy bus, you know, that, and hopefully we can get some runs early, you know, give our starting pitcher, Caceres, some room to work with. Our bullpen's been really good. Pitching staff's done their end of the bargain, so hopefully our hitters can come out swinging today and, you know, get a lead.
Last night we lost on a walk-off balk. Seems to be like everybody was just confused at the end of the game. Can you give our listeners your perspective on what actually did happen last night?
Yeah, so, you know, leadoff walk's never good. Guy gets second base, one out. Balks a guy over from second to third. Okay, the guy, you know, started and stopped allegedly. Ball was never put back into play, which is what the rule states, and allegedly the balk was happened with the guy at third, and he magically scored, you know, making us lose the game 3-2, kind of taking it out of our hands. So confused on where, you know, you draw the line with the umpires not knowing the rules and ending a game like that. So, you know, we're still kind of waiting for some clarification on that, but one of those things where it's super unfortunate because it affects the game, it affects the standings, it affects a guy's win-loss record. It's just one of those things that you just keep scratching your head about. And, you know, I'll always have my players' backs, our pitching coach, our hitting coach, our development coach. We'll always have our players' backs, but sometimes when it's ripped from you in a matter like that, it hurts and it's really frustrating.
So how do you bounce back from that? Because obviously that's out of your control. As much as you'd like it to be within your control, you can't control what the umpires do as much as we'd like to. How do you move forward from that?
Well, we just have to move forward. Like you said, you know, today's a new day, Sunday. You know, it's a clean slate. You know, if you can't argue about the strike zone. You can't argue about some of these safe out calls. Like it is what it is. You know, we don't have replay at this level and we don't have challenges, which is, you know, it's part of the game. You would think that, you know, they have it in college, but we don't have it here, but whatever. So, you know, we just have to kind of roll with the punches, but it's a clean slate today and hopefully we can bounce back.
Brian Caceres has been so good of late since he's returned to the starting rotation. He gets the Sunday start today. Got to just be looking for more of the same from him, right?
Yeah, no, he's been, you know, he's been using his fastball, his sinker more, his slider. He's a guy that you want to have the ball. And, you know, I've been really excited for him. He's keeping his velo through inning one through inning six, whatever he may go. So that's been key for him to, use all his stuff. And, you know, we're looking for more of the same.
Harlene Susana pitches into the fifth inning for the first time earlier this week. Felt like his maybe best outing of his season and his career. Was it just time for him to go out there in the fifth inning and keep extending himself now as we're into June?
Yeah. We got clearance, you know, obviously from our pitching coordinators and the higher ups, and it was time for him to do that, and he deserved it, man. I mean, the last couple starts, last 28 innings, really, he's really put together good starts, using all his pitches, you know, not trying to strike everybody out, using his defense. Another game where he hits 103 and he averages 100 on his fastball. He's got a special arm, and he's really learning how to, you know, tap into the pitching side of things.
I think another thing that was super impressive about him is he got hit by a line drive. The first inning of his start, obviously it was in his non-pitching arm, didn't look great at the beginning, but then he stayed in the game after an evaluation and really fired some good stuff in there. I mean, that has to show a lot, 19 years old, to overcome that and still have his best stuff.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's, you know, it's always scary when somebody gets hit, but, you know, it was hit him a little bit on the flesh, so he was able to stay in the game, you know, showed his teammates that he's got some toughness to him, you know, just went out there and continued to get outs and pump his fastball, throwing his good sinker, his four-seam, his curveball, and his developing changeup. So it's been good to see him just continue to, you know, to stack innings and continue to give us a chance.
Bats have been up and down on this road trip, but one bat that's been up is Daylen Lisle. He's got an OPS over 1,000 in these 2 weeks. He's just been steady, Eddie, consistent with power. 10 out of his last 15 hits, extra bases, including three homers. I mean, what he's doing coming off of Tommy John surgery last year, it's easy to take for granted, but he's doing awesome.
Yes. You know, I mean, he's our best hitter, our all-around best hitter, one of the better players in the league, in my opinion. You know, not just saying that because he's on our team, but no, he's, you know, coming off a year where you don't play baseball, It's difficult for anybody, right? If it's your pitcher, position player, it doesn't matter. But for him to come out swinging, you know, learning how to play left field, getting better at playing the outfield with his reads, his throwing arms getting better as he gets further and further away from the surgery, taking his walks, battling with two strikes, you know, you can't say enough good things about him. The guy uses line to line. His power's there. He's a steal what we got in the draft, and I continue to think he's going to continue to rise through our system.
Kind of shaking things up in the lineup today. Dalen will play center field for the first time all season, and Royce Marquintana back to his old stomping grounds out in the outfield. Is that just kind of seeing, plugging guys in and seeing what happens, or an adjustment because of roster moves?
Yeah, a combination of, you know, the roster moves. You know, you got three first basemen. You want to get them all able time to play. Quintana's, you know, he came in as an outfielder to get his bat in the lineup. You know, he's a guy that needs to play, needs to get at bats. We'll get him out in the outfield a little bit more. Now we have Bossier and Klassen at first base. We can have DHs there with, you know, those guys. And, you know, we want to keep these guys playing, right? So we got to find creative ways to get these guys in the lineup. Dalen's our best hitter, so I want him leading off, getting as many at-bats as we can. And Paul Witt's in there just obviously because he brings a lot of veteran, you know, veteran presence. But, you know, you can't argue with what he's doing offensively for us.
Last one for you. We got 2 days off after this game, then we'll play 12 in a row going through the 4th of July into the All-Star break. How are you going to spend the 2 days off?
Well, I'm going to go home. You know, I got to cut the grass, do some of these little things around the house, be with my family a little bit. But really looking forward to the 12 games, you know, home for six. And then, you know, the 4th of July is always something special to, you know, be around, you know, the ballpark, guys, you know, fireworks, all that kind of stuff. It's always, you know, usually probably going to have good crowds, the 3rd and the 4th. So really looking forward to the next 12 days. And then obviously we'll have an All-Star break after that. But yeah, these 2 days will be a good little reset for everybody after a long 2-week road trip. And hopefully we come out and it's the second half, so we're going to keep rolling.
Jake Lowry on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show, finishing up in Columbia tonight. Thank you, Skip.
No problem, Eric. Go Freddies.